if you are tuning in for the first time and listening to me for the very first time, you are in great company. 1 million Lagosians listen to Hard Facts, and they cannot be wrong if they tune in every day. So thank you for tuning in. I have a great show for you. We'll start with the big three. Let's talk about Lagos developers allegedly renting the same 14 flats to 70 tenants. Then let's talk about the Kweremadus suing NIMSI, NIS and two banks over their UK organ harvesting case, and the federal government probing all the data leaks to the public in this case. And then let's talk about the Chief of Defence Staff criticising Matawalle's call to arms. It's Tuesday, so we're going to bring you Community News Report. And then at 5 o'clock, let's travel on the road to 2023 together. PDP trades words with Obasanjo. Tinubu goes to France. INEC may extend voter registration. So much more coming up at 5 o'clock. After the news at 6, we're going to continue a conversation that we started last week. I believe it was Wednesday. Yes, last week Wednesday, we started this conversation. And I was asking you if, in your experience, people who are married do not stay friends with their single friends, you know, so they either cut off their single friends or their single friends cut them off. And I was asking you if you thought that was a good idea, if that was a bad idea. And we got this call that I found really, really interesting.
I shall do with that man that says that once you are married, your wife is everything to you, not even your siblings or whatever. My younger brother and I were so close before he got married.
Okay.
And this woman made sure that I and my junior brother are no longer in talking time. So how can you say that your wife is everything?
Oh.
Why your siblings and your brothers and sisters, who you have been with before you married her, is now nothing? I agree with that man totally.
You disagree?
Some women can be so wicked that they will try to separate you from your brother. The name of marriage.
Okay.
So I totally disagree with that man.
Disagree.
Thank you.
She says, thank you. This just became a topic. And indeed, today, after the news at 6, from 6:15 until 7, you and I will talk about our relationships with our family members and the dynamics between when we marry. Does it change? You know, after you marry, does your relationship with your siblings change? Should it change? Is it advisable for it to change? Let's have that conversation. 6:15. As soon as the news is done, you and I will talk from 6:15 until 7 o'clock. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour for you. Let's get started with the big three for today, though. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. These are your Hard Facts.
This is
the big three
on Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
How do you spot a fraudulent landlord? If you're a landlord, if you're an agent, if you are a real estate manager, if you're a lawyer, we need your help. How do you spot a fraudulent landlord? Is the Kweremadu case exposing poor data protection and management? Is Zamfara crossing a line on security? Or is the federal government hiding behind the exclusive list? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is yet another case of alleged landlord fraud. This one is happening right now in the Lawanson area of Surulere. Allegedly, while the block of flats was under construction, the landlords collected advance rent from 70 tenants. 70. How many flats are there in the block? 14. 14. 1-4. Now, the matter where we dey judge now be that though. Allegedly, the landlords were able to get away with it initially because they were very careful to give the different tenants different days to come and inspect. But the problem came when construction wrapped up. It was now time to hand over the property. Apparently, tenants started meeting themselves there. That's how everybody found out the situation. We're told that some tenants even fainted because their money is gone and they're not sure about how and when they'll get their money back. This is just the latest example of an ongoing problem. We've talked about this more than once on Madam Landlord, even on The Big Three. In case you don't know, Madam Landlord is our segment on Hard Facts where we look at the real estate ecosystem. It happens every other Monday at 4. So next week, Monday at 4, we'll bring you another episode of Madam Landlord. But this problem, how can house seekers spot and avoid these types of fraudulent situations? Because it seems to be quite common here in Lagos. According to Benga Omotosho, the information commissioner, the problem is that house seekers are not going through the proper channels. Here's what he said, quote, "The problem is that our people don't make inquiries. Anybody who puts a board outside to say to let or to say that he's a developer, people will just gather money and give him and the person will disappear. There are some of them who have no addresses but only telephone numbers. So this law makes it compulsory for anybody who wants to practice in that space to register as a practitioner. And once you register with the agency, should you collect money from anybody, it'll be very easy to grab you. Now, we have a team that is going around on enforcement. Many people have faced the law for duping people of their hard-earned money. And the agency has recovered money for people and resolved a lot of disputes." Now, the law that he's referring to there is the Lagos State Real Estate Regulatory Authority Law 2022. So this law has created an authority and all real estate agents must register with that authority before operating. But it raises questions for me. First of all, have any of you heard about this law or its authority before today? If you've heard of it, do you know how to contact them to verify that an agent is duly registered? Because it's not enough to say that the channel is there. The government also has to sensitize the public about the channel, make everybody aware about how to access the channel. It's like how we all know the emergency numbers, for instance, right? We should all know the way to go and verify an agent. I'm going to try and have the government join me on Madam Landlord to discuss this new agency. But until then, how do you verify a building that you're about to rent or buy? How do you verify that an agent is genuine or that a house that you've seen to let in front of is really available to let? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Adeshewa.
Adeshewa, welcome.
How are you? I enjoyed the round table today. It's not really easy to actually notify, as in detect fraudulent landlords. I've had one experience before. I wanted to rent one room. That's when I nearly let my ex. So I was so bent on, I want it immediately because I want to move at that time. So it gave, I wanted just one room apartment, just one room, facing and slapping,
right,
like that. So four of us, he collected money from four of us, but let me just come myself as one of the lucky people.
Okay.
Because one of the tenants told me what happened.
Okay.
That he has collected money from more than one person.
Okay.
So what I did was I went to go and buy a new padlock and I locked the place myself. As in nobody could enter. So I think the date he gave to me that, okay, you can park in on Madam Landlord. A day before, that's when I went there.
Wow.
And I just came into it, as in I moved in.
Mm.
So when the other ones came, I told them to go and meet the landlord. It became a very big fight, but I didn't even look at them because me, I know I have the receipt. And you can't believe all the four of us have receipts.
Okay.
All the four of us. So this agency that is being set up, I think is okay. But let us know the actual number. And they should be real also again, because you know Nigeria now, you don't trust anybody. This new place I'm living now is okay. I make sure I look at the place first. If a place is under construction, don't take it. Don't say, they want to finish. No, don't take it. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day, Adeshewa. Thank you very much for calling. Christopher Inikoyi is on the line. Hi, Christopher.
President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon, ma.
Welcome.
This is your senior special advice on Gerard beauty.
Welcome. Go ahead.
President Sandra, you see the house on Gerard, right? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
The other two buildings, whenever I pass there, because I walk around there every morning, evening, I drive through there, I feel pain. Before that thing get to 2, 3, 4, 5 stories, this agency who is supervising building whatever in Lagos, where we're there, President Sandra.
Okay.
It's painful. I think they want to start demolishing the other two beside that, the one that collapsed. And it's too bad. Please, I'm begging every one of them, only contractors. Look at the lives that lost in that place. Especially our brothers from the neighboring country. Because every evening I see them where they're trooping out from that site. It looks as we've forgotten that. Can I talk about the PDP stuff?
Yes, yes, of course. Uh-huh. What PDP stuff? We don't have any PDP stuff until 5.
Trading what now?
That's 5 p.m., not now.
Oh, my God. Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Sandra.
Sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
It's nice speaking with you today.
Jerry.
Mm-hmm. I'm a victim of this thing you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I went to a place and I paid. My own is even bad because I paid for 2 years.
Oh, no.
They collected 200K. Then, that was like 5 years ago.
Ooh. 200K is a lot of money, that 5 years ago.
Now, I paid 2 years and 200K. For 2 years, that's 400K. And I also paid an agreement that every total was 500p. Now, when the OP now ended up that it was a fraud and we needed to write that down our names at the Ballet's Palace. Sandra, I was number 81.
Chineke me.
It's not funny. And it's the end. There's something I want to see. And if I see it on radio, it will sound funny. Sandra, you know that police were covering this guy.
Oh.
This guy ran away for almost a month because we now took the whole thing to NTA. We had to report it got NTA to come and cover the whole story, blah, 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 and all that. This guy now later took himself to the police.
Okay.
Now, for us to even see him at the station was difficult because police were raiding him. They were covering him. They wouldn't allow anybody to see him. The only thing is that if you come, we came with our lawyer. Well, in fact, I lost that money. I was sad because I was not spending more than the money I paid.
To pursue the case, yeah.
I had to just let it go.
So, but did you learn any lesson from that experience?
Yes, since then, I've been very cautious of anywhere I want to go and stay.
So what do you do different now?
See, Sandra, if you don't have an office and it's registered, I will not be involved with you.
Okay.
If your office name or whatever is not registered, I will not do anything with you.
Okay.
That's the truth. And you have to have an office because that particular one, it was an agent, like it was like roadside agent that took me there. I didn't know that they were all working together.
I see.
It was crazy. I felt very bad, but it don't happen. I was number 81.
I'm really sorry about your experience, Jerry. But you know, Jerry has given us like one very useful tip, right? If the person doesn't have an office, if the person's business is not registered, I'm not going to give you my money. If this has happened to you, what lessons have you learned from that experience? You know, what do you do differently now that you did not do, you know, when you fell victim to this crime? Because it is a crime. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show.
Hello, my name is John.
Your name is John. John, welcome to the show.
Yeah. You see, what I just want to say about this topic you brought up this afternoon is that all this thing you're talking about, is some angels are the fault of this issue. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, because I just got a house recently now. So when I want to pay for the house rent, the agency tell me I'm going to pay for 2 years.
Okay.
And they're collecting 2 million naira per year. So I told them I don't have the capacity of the 2 years payment. I'm going to pay 1 year. Okay, after they collected money from me, they're asking me to go to the landlady of the house. So when I got to the place, she told me, have I married? I said, no. She said, no, she can't collect me.
Okay.
That she's looking for someone that is married.
Okay.
And I've already paid money. Okay, no problem. If you say you can't accept me to enter the house, then return my money. So since then, they have been dribbling me all around. So I need to call the agency. Sir, what about the money I pay? Won't you refund my money? They say, no, it's not going to easy like that.
Oh, my.
You have used the money for something else. Okay, if that should be the case, let me pack him. I called my lawyer, I told him, see what is going on about what I just got now. So I need to go and unlock the place. As a matter of fact, we are still on the issue.
Oh.
The issue has not been solved. Because the landlord told me he can't allow me to park in because I have not had married.
So they should give you your money back now.
That is it.
Ah.
That is it.
Do you want to involve?
I'm on the issue. The house is at Omole Estate.
In Omole Estate. What's the name of the landlady?
I don't even know her name.
Ah.
I don't really know her name.
What's the name of the agency?
The agency is Ola Kunle, something like that. Ola Kunle, Mr. Ola Kunle.
Okay. Well, you know, fingers crossed that you solve this problem, man, and all the best with it, honestly. I don't know. Do you want to involve the law? Do you want to...
They just
want
to tell me. They told me that, what business am I doing? I said, I'm a car dealer. I sold a car. They said my business is not capable for me to rent the house.
So give you back your money now.
That is it.
Thank you very much for calling. That's quite an interesting story. Okay. Well, if you just tuned in, hello to you. Good afternoon. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And our first story is yet another case of alleged landlord fraud. This one is happening right now in the Lawanson area of Surulere. Allegedly, while the block of flats was under construction, the landlords collected advance rent from 70 tenants. 70 tenants for 14 houses, 14 flats in the block, and they collected advance from 70 tenants. We're hearing that when some of the tenants heard about this, you know, they passed out, they fainted. That matter is currently being resolved. Now, waiting with a judge right now. And we're asking you about your own experience. We're also asking, well, how can we spot fraudulent properties? The Lagos State government has talked about an authority that they've set up to ensure that all of these agents and real estate people are registered, and therefore it's easy to trace and catch them. But do you know about it? Have you heard about it before today? Do you think that the Lagos State government should be doing more to ensure that you know about a service like that? Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the Aquaramadus. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3, the Big Three on Hard Facts. We'll be right back. And our second story is the fallout from the Ekweremadu case in the UK. EK and Beatrice Ekweremadu are suing a government, government agencies at least in Nigeria, to provide information for their case in the UK. Specifically, they're suing NIMSI and the Nigeria Immigration Service. Because remember, the couple is accused of trafficking someone to the UK for the purpose of organ harvesting. Also, the accusation is that the trafficked person is a minor. The Aquaramadus are insisting that the person is not a minor, and so they want NIMSI and NIS to provide the documentation that the person used to obtain his NIN and passport so that they can prove that this person indeed is 21 years old. Also, they're suing two banks to provide the person's account opening documentation. Now, notice that I have been very careful not to mention the name of the allegedly trafficked person. And I have also not mentioned the person's passport number or NIN. And the reason I'm doing this is for two reasons. First, there is an ongoing criminal case in the UK where the person is alleged to be a minor. And until we are satisfied about whether or not the person is a minor, we have a duty to protect their identity. Second, even if the person is an adult, their NIN and passport number are protected personal information. This data should not be in the public domain. So every newspaper or Twitter handle that you see publishing that information is actually breaking the law. And in fact, the federal government is now threatening to take action. The National Data Protection Bureau has said, quote, the National Commissioner and Chief Executive Officer, Nigeria Data Protection Bureau, Dr. Vincent Olatunji, has ordered an investigation into the use and public circulation of the personal data allegedly belonging to two people in the ongoing case of organ transplant pending before a British court. The Bureau notes with concern that certain sensitive personal data purportedly belonging to the two Nigerian citizens, complainant and patient, in this case, are being processed by data controllers, particularly media organizations, without regard to the implications under the Nigeria Data Protection Regulation 2019. NDPR prohibits the processing of personal data without the informed consent or other lawful basis known to law, end quote. Now, I really want to know what you think about this move by the NDPB to investigate the data leak. By the way, if you try to share the name of the alleged donor when you're talking to me, I'm going to cut your call, though. Now, on the question of whether or not the donor is a minor, I should point out that UK law also prohibits donation by an adult if that adult was paid to make the donation and brought to the UK for that purpose, or if there's evidence of a strong power mismatch. So providing that the donor was an adult may not be enough for Ike Kweremadu and his wife. But we're going to know more by next week, the 7th of July, when they return to court. But for right now, what do you think about this new lawsuit? What do you think about the statement from the Nigeria Data Protection Bureau? You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Give us a call on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. We are on WhatsApp 080-959-75805. We are on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Madam President, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you doing?
I'm very well, it's been a while.
Yes, it has. What's your name, sir?
I'm Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Another Jerry, two Jerrys in one day.
Definitely.
Okay, welcome, go ahead.
Actually, the first story I have from you has to do with a landlord and whatever.
Yes, landlord fraud.
Yes, mm-hmm. They're really fraud because I live in the outskirts of Lagos, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the issue came up when I paid under the title $4,000 for apartment, which there's nowhere to toilet, no bathroom, nothing done in my apartment. But I just have to move because of I don't want to stand there with my family, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So the developer in question is nowhere to be found.
Right.
And I'm not the only person who has paid for this apartment. About 10 people in question has paid.
Okay.
And nothing has been done yet. And my next step is to, call a cop.
Okay.
Or perhaps make a report.
Okay.
So I will urge everybody listening as well to be very careful where they are paying. Or perhaps the apartment they're paying for. Because the guy that actually just came to pay, nothing has been done. Seriously, I'm like, I don't know, I had to get paid for this in the first place. So I try to call Nigeria Info.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry that you're experiencing that, and I do hope that it is resolved one way or the other for you. But I do agree that you should get the law involved. Speak with a lawyer. Let the lawyer write to them, because like these cases are often civil cases. But when it's fraud, it's not even civil anymore. I think it's now criminal. So you may have grounds to approach the police and file a complaint. But either way, just get the law involved and hopefully you get your money back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Jerry. And thanks for calling to share your story with me. Kevin is in Lagos. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, Sandra, I greet you.
I greet you too.
Yeah. this issue of Ekweremadu is a very sensitive matter.
Yeah.
So please permit me not to even talk about it.
Okay.
Let me talk about your last story.
Right. Go ahead.
But my worry is that that girl that needs that transplant, there's something urgent be done so that her life will be safe. Yeah. Now, regarding what the governor of Zamfara State, I think it's easier said than done.
Okay.
You know, for people to get, you know, whether they should get it registered and get themselves armed and protect themselves. You know, it is persecution of your cures, no matter how you want to look at it.
Okay.
It's, at least some of us that have been following the foreign media and the foreign news, we've seen what, you know, the use of gun has done to other countries
right. That
are trying to now bring in the issue of gun control.
Right.
So for me, I think instead of saying people should get themselves armed, why not let us legislate a law like in South Korea, where every youth from the ages of 18 have a form of military training to protect themselves. It's been done in South Korea, and I think it's working well for them.
Okay.
I think I saw the player of Tottenham Derby going to go to the military training. So, telling everybody to bear arms is going to be, you know, where will the arms go at the end of the day? You know, where is it going to, where are they going to, why are they going to pile them up after the whole use of the arms?
Right.
So, for me, let us think deeper and find another better way to resolve this issue. It's bad, it's frustrating that our people are being killed every day. And I know the governor was speaking out of frustration. But what can we do? We need to think of a better way, not to, you know, have another problem in our house. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Kevin, for calling. Chris is listening from Ghana, and he says, houses for rent should have an insignia in front of the details, including the agency and its office address. If you ask, you do notice that those houses used to swindle people don't have any proper property agency insignia in front. Same happened in my neighborhood in Agor in 2019. Landlord wanted to be the landlord and agent, so he did not place any signboard. Unscrupulous agents cashed in on that. And swindled about six people of 400,000 to 600,000. All right, Chris. Thank you very much for your message. Okay. I'm just seeing now that I have an interview in 5 minutes. So let me try to very quickly bring you our final story from Zamfara State. The Chief of Defense Staff says that the Zamfara governor cannot order citizens to be armed. That's our third story. Yesterday, I told you that Governor Matawalle of Zamfara told residents, including farmers, to arm themselves. He said, quote, the government has henceforth directed individuals to prepare and obtain guns to defend themselves against the bandits. Government has directed the State Commissioner of Police to issue license to all those who qualify and are wishing to obtain such guns to defend themselves. So Matawalle is advocating for 9,500 Zamfara civilians to be armed throughout the Emirates. But now, General Lucky Rabo has said that the governor is overstepping his power. He said, quote, I do not think that is the right way to go. I do not think that the governor has the power to instruct the Commissioner of Police to issue license because the Commissioner of Police does not have the right to issue licenses. The basis for asking citizens to bear arms, I am yet to know. I believe that the Attorney General of the Federation will look at the Constitution, what the laws say, and what the powers of the governors are to be able to do this. There are other legal issues of governance that the governor could have addressed using the instrumentalities of the law available to bring greater peace and security, end quote. So it almost sounds like General Irabo is telling governors to face other policy issues and leave security alone. Does that sound what he's saying there? And does it mean that all that talk in the Constitution about governors being chief security officers of their state is just talk? Meanwhile, the Commissioner of Police in Zamfara has said that he doesn't have authority to issue firearms licenses without orders from above, you know, from the IG. So it really seems like the Zamfara government's call to arms is dead on arrival. But it then leads me to ask, well, what should be done? Because there's clearly a security problem in Zamfara. Just today, there were abductions in Zamfara as well. And it's clear that the state government doesn't believe that the federal government can handle it alone. They say that they have a way to help. But federal government is saying, in this situation, state government doesn't have say. So in light of all of this, I have to ask, should we stop calling governors chief security officers of their states? Because here in Lagos, during the Lekki tollgate massacre, the governor also said, you know, he did not, he was not aware of the operation that was going to go down before it went down. Now we have the chief of defense staff telling a governor of his state, well, this thing you're trying to do, you can't do it. Face other things. And should the Constitution be amended to give state governments more power over security policy? Then I also have to ask, should Matawalle work with other neighboring governors to create an Omotekun equivalent and pressure the federal government to sanction it, the same way that the Southwest governors did? What do you think? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name, sir?
Okay, my name is Fidelis, I'm staying from my tour.
Welcome, Fidelis, go ahead.
Yeah, in as much as I'm not in support of what the governor says, I think the chief of defense staff should be ashamed of himself. Under his watch, they are killing Nigerians. What is his primary responsibility? Why is he the chief of staff, if not to secure life and property? But yet, they are killing people, and yet he has the infantry to come out and tell us that the effort of the governor, that in fact, that the governor has no right to tell the citizens to bear arms. He has failed in his duty. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Igwe Victor.
Welcome, Igwe Victor. Go ahead.
Onyewa Igoziegi.
Igoziegi.
I think you have a lot of volatile topics to talk about.
Volatile.
They're very volatile.
Okay.
But let me just start with the one of landlords.
Okay.
I think it's high time Nigerians started making sure the kind of apartment and who their money when it comes to payment of apartment. I had the experience I wanted to rent where I live now. Actually, I had issues and somebody contacted somebody to get an apartment for me. So when I saw the person, he said he's a pastor. I said, sir, don't introduce yourself as a pastor for the first time both of us are meeting. It is when we go deep, I will know you are a man of God. At the end of the day, he said, I should pay. Within 2 weeks, the apartment will be ready. Then I gave him part of the money. After 1 month, stories. Then I completed the payment. After 2 months, stories. 3 months, stories. Then at the end of the day, I went and picked him up, locked him in a police station. After which he signed some undertaking. At the end of the day, I came back. I used my money to complete the remaining part of the apartment. Then we agreed that I will leave part of the money I had paid in advance, after which it expired, then I continued paying. So what I really want to tell people is, don't give your money when you're not sure of giving out money that will end up in stories afterwards. Then on Ike Kuremadi, I think there's something they say in Igbo, Onyebutore ya guonwe. I can't just say more than that because they always wash over when it is on peasants or ordinary citizens. You won't hear most of the noise some of them are making. Now everybody is talking about it. But to me, if you contact the disease, treat yourself. Thank you, Sandra, my sister.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Sandra. Yeah. Oh, my name is Ugochukwu.
Ugochukwu, you're calling our line for women, and you know, so call back. Steve on WhatsApp says, they called us whalers and all sorts of names when we complained about the failed security in the country. They called Governor Tom and General T.Y. Danjuma anti-Buhari people when they asked their people to defend themselves. Today, the same Zamfara governor who has praised Buhari for doing so well in security and every aspect is asking his people to carry guns and defend themselves. May we please ask, what happened to the excellent work he talked about in the Buhari government? Praise singing and hypocrisy really competing for space in governance in this country. Steve Janikin with that message on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, Dikbo says, this property fraud is not only happening in Lagos. In Ibadan, Oyo State, DSS sold land to members of the public through their agent, which they didn't deny. Yet till today, no allocation was made to all subscribers. Imagine over 2 years ago. Wow. Well, thank you very much for your comment. We've got a message here that says, ring it well, Ma, because I fell victim last week, but I've been able to get back 230K, is remaining 20K. My experience is do not pay if the landlord is not involved before payment. Udeme with that message there. We've got an anonymous message on WhatsApp asking, how can I report landlords who have Yahoo boys and girls in their houses? I have a lot of them in my area, and the law should also imply... should also cover hotel owners too. I believe this will reduce the rate at which young people are getting into fraud, which brings me to the point I wanted to raise earlier on. EFCC says that if you rent your property to fraudsters, they're going to arrest you and you face up to 15 years in prison. So we're going to talk about this on Monday 4 p.m. on Madam Landlord. We'll talk about that. You tell me how you feel about that as a landlord, landlady, as a potential tenant. How do you feel about this move from the EFCC? Monday, 4 p.m. Set a reminder so you don't forget. President Sandra, this issue has happened in Bagada before, where a woman claimed to be an agent, collected money from several persons, gave the same apartment to several people. The woman ran away with their money. So many youth, bachelors and spinsters quarreled with each other on who would get to stay in the flats available. Emmanuel from Bagada with that message. We've got this one who says, is Chris a beggar because he's always begging government every time? Can't his children... Wow. What are you talking about? Oh. Ooh. Okay. Good afternoon, Sandra. Well done. This house fraudulent wahala happened to my friend. They were 104 people and they paid for one particular apartment under construction at Akoka Bariga last year. His own money was part payment of 350K for a mini flat of 600K. This thing is getting out of hand. Obino from Shomolu with that message. So a common thread I'm seeing is house under construction. So is it safe to assume that if the house is under construction, don't pay for it because there are probably other people who are waiting to pay for it? And if nobody pays for it while it's under construction, then maybe nobody has paid for it. Is that one of the things to look out for? If it's under construction, just no lookam until they've finished. Could that be one way to avoid getting defrauded? I don't know. I'm just throwing ideas around here. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Sorry, I sincerely apologize.
It's okay.
I didn't realize you were...
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
My name is Daya.
Hi, Daya.
Calling you from traffic.
Okay. Hi.
Okay. Now, I want to crave your indulgence to just file on a single topic.
Okay.
So I don't hold up the line.
Okay.
The weapons, getting the citizens to
arm themselves.
Yeah. Yes. I am in logistics solutions. So
okay.
I've got trucks going all over the country.
Okay.
And then, By reason of that, there are times when I really actually do have to go up north when there are issues there and there. I've had situations where my driver actually were the lines on fire,
Ooh.
A couple of times.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, the fact of the matter is this. I, as much as I say that, I think it's a slippery slope.
Okay.
And interview...
Hi.
The bottom...
Dyer,
very knowledgeable.
The line keeps going in and out. I think maybe because you're in traffic and you're moving.
Yes.
So
okay. So can you hear me now?
Yes. Now we can hear you. A lot of what you said after the slippery slope. That's unfortunate. Because I really want to hear what he has to say. So Dyer, if you can, please call back. Because a lot of what you said after slippery slope, we stopped hearing. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Cassandra.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Fine. This is Ezuna from Ikorodu.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I want to comment on Ike Premadro Zaga.
Okay.
Premadro, I thought that this is the time soon we find him out. Because the way Premadro they treat Igbo people in that senatorial something, I don't too much like it.
Okay.
He made a comment some days ago before this thing happened against Ikorodu.
Okay.
And people comment on air that we still we find out they will beat him again in Germany. So this is time now. At least God is really fighting for Igbos on a Premadro this thing. Maybe we will be there and people will become a president.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody will want what they do them. We've got Shehu on the line. Hi, Shehu.
Sandra Ezekwesi.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, good afternoon, Nigeria. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Shehu. Where are you joining us from?
Yeah. I'm joining you from the UK.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, concerning the UK Ekweremadu's case, Sandra, there are many questions to be answered. So many questions that are waiting for answers. Some people say this guy is a minor, the boy is a minor. Some say he's not a minor. He's 15 years, he's 21 years. So many controversies. Let's just leave it for the UK. I think they are doing a proper investigation.
Mm.
So by the 7th of July, so we're going to hear what's going to happen concerning the case. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Shehu. The funny thing about, finding out a person's actual age, an MRI solves that problem, And, if this is being tried in the UK, and they want to focus on, is he a minor? Is he not a minor? It's very easy to solve that problem using medical technology. But again, remember what I said. It's even if this person is not a minor, Ike Kweremadu and his wife are still not home free, because if they brought this person over to the UK to donate his kidney and he was paid for it, they have still committed a crime. So it's a good idea to just wait until next week and we'll know more. We've got Usman who says, this shows that the rich also cry, because if they had used their office well when they were in power, they wouldn't have to travel to the UK to get better health care. Charles from Shimolu says, this something happened to me in 2013. I paid for an uncompleted apartment in Ketu. When the house was ready, the landlord collected money from over 120 of us. My supposed apartment was rented to 10 people, and the landlord got over 40 million naira from all of us. Mine was 280K. My God. Charles from Shimolu, thank you so much for sharing your story, and I'm really sorry you experienced that. Shehu Baba says, on Ekweremadu, the UK doesn't joke with her laws, especially when it comes to the case of a minor and human trafficking laws. They refuse to fix Nigeria's health system. Ekweremadu is one of the lawmakers in Nigeria. Let's wait till July 7. My landlord has duped me of 270K and ran to Ibadan. I'm still searching for him. My name is Chris, texting from Satellite Town. My God, the number of people who have messaged us so far, talking about being in this same situation. It's really a problem, and the Lagos State government needs to clamp down very, very seriously. We've got Annie in Otta who says that the chief of staff stopped telling us stories. He should do his job if he knows that the Zamfara governor doesn't have the right to give that order. Annie in Otta, thank you very much for your message. Here's another one here. Sandra, my name is Taiwo from Ketu. Concerning the landlord and agent topic, I'm in it presently. I got a single room. I paid for 1 year. I haven't paid for damages. That was last year, September. I moved in January this year. By the end of January, we got a notice that they sold the house. I need help to claim back my money through a lawyer. Ooh. We've got more messages on WhatsApp. Let me try and take as many of them as possible. Mommy Twins says the owner of Habitat Trust swindled members of Lagos State Health Service Commission of monies ranging from 1.25 million and 3 million above over 10 years ago. Is Habitat Trust what is Habitat Trust? You know, what is this story about? I want to hear all about it. Here's a final message from John. John is in Unilag. And John says, Chief of Staff and Ekweremadu are all from the same school of bad governance. All right, John from Unilag. Thank you very much for your message. Coming up is Community U Report. Chukwudi Ezugu will be here to bring you that. After that, let's take a look at some of the biggest political stories breaking all over the country. So we're going to talk about Tinubu's trip to France. We'll talk about PDP trading words with Obasanjo. We'll talk about INEC maybe extending voter registration. All of that coming up at 5 o'clock. Then at 6:15, you and I will talk about our relationships with our siblings after we are married. Does it change? Should it change? I got this call last week.
I said with that man that says that once you're married, your wife is everything to you, not even your siblings or whatever. My junior brother and I were so close before he got married.
Okay.
And this woman made sure that I and my junior brother are no longer in talking terms. So how can you say that your wife is everything?
Oh.
Why your siblings and your brothers and sisters, who you have been with before you married her, is now nothing? I tell you with that man totally.
You disagree.
Some women can be so wicked that they will try to separate you from your brother.
Okay.
So I totally disagree with that man.
Disagree,
thank you.
She says. Thank you. This just became a topic. And today, 6:15, you and I, we have a date. Don't miss this conversation. It's going to be really hot. Our relationships with our siblings. Does it change after we're married? Should it change after we're married? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The Business News is up next.